Siren 107.3 FM, beautiful monster. You are listening to the Sunday Breakfast Show Squabble Box. We're going to be with you until 10 a.m. this morning. My name's Kai Valentine, and I'm here, as always, with the lovely Miss Maisie Anderson.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning, Maisie?
I'm okay. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm a little bit feeling rough again, I've got to admit. It always falls on a Sunday when I start to feel ill.
Yeah,
don't know why.
It always does. Although you're nowhere near as bad as you were a couple of weeks ago.
No. But it feels a bit of a long time since we've done a live Squabble Box. It's because we were pre-recorded last week.
Yes, we'll be pre-recorded next week.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
This is just like a drive-by.
Yeah, we're getting to the tail end now. No, I'm only kidding. So last week we did Ask Us Anything. Personally, it was one of my... the most fun I've had making one of these shows. I thought it was really, really cool how everyone sent in your questions. It was really fun to answer them all. And thank you to everyone who got in touch and listened last week. We are going to be with you, as I say, till 10 a.m. this morning as we got a really, really cool show planned. I'm not sure how this is going to go. I didn't know what these things were.
You'd never heard this phrase before, and now we're doing a whole two-hour show on it.
Until, like, last night. But we'll talk about that in just a little while.
Yeah, let's dip your toes into something you're a little bit more comfortable with to start off with.
And that is, can you believe that? That's where we ask, can you believe that a news story has happened this week? Now, Maisie, can you believe that Ed Sheeran is... basically dominating the charts as he has 16 singles in the official UK charts this week.
Isn't it all the top 16 as well?
No, they're all in the top 20 though.
Oh, okay. I thought they were all like in a little conga line.
No, Coldplay have broken it up at like number 5.
I see.
But yeah,
but the majority of them are from... like, it's the majority of his new album, are these 16.
The whole of his new album,
yeah,
is in the top 16 on the UK singles chart. That's amazing. No other artist has ever had anything as close to this.
It looks weird. Like, the first time it showed up on Spotify, I thought it was a glitch.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, my top 20.
Or someone had taken you just to the Ed Sheeran album.
Oh, yeah, and that's the other thing. And like, I'm not surprised it's so popular on Spotify because the first thing that happened when I opened it up after his single, not after the album debuted, was it was just a whole playlist of just Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Not just his new album, but all of the stuff that his like whole repertoire
was
on there.
I was reading an article on this last night, actually, because and they were saying that this is sort of ruining the charts and the idea that, not Ed Sheeran himself, but the idea of streaming being included on the UK singles charts is actually causing a derogatory effect to knowing what's popular.
In what way?
Well, the article was saying that with Spotify, for example, now every download counts to a percentage of a sale. Not download, sorry, that's always been like that for a while. Every stream counts to a percentage of a sale, which means that if you go on, say, Spotify, for example, other streaming sites are available, you will go on there and you will type in, for example, go to the playlist of the top 50 UK singles charts. If you just go on there and listen to the top 50 all week, then things are not going to change.
Well, this is the
thing, though.
Because
you're streaming what the top 50 are.
But if you were going to listen to those songs, like if there was no streaming services, you'd have probably listened to those songs anyway. This is making the assumption that we're being led blindly.
It's all to do with the algorithms of, like, these streaming sites.
But how come the streaming sites' algorithms are getting sort of had a go at, but YouTube's algorithms isn't? Because aren't YouTube...
YouTube views don't count towards the UK singles chart, though.
No, but they do count towards people going and finding the music later on.
That is
so
true.
That's just basically... It's a form of advertisement. by saying that, oh, it's all Spotify's fault, well, everything's always going to be influenced this way because of the way things are marketed and the way that things are played.
The problem is, though, with something like Spotify, you're not... You may be contributing to the charts without even clicking on it, because if you're on someone else's playlist or, you know, using a playlist that someone's put together and you go, oh, try this one, it will go to that next song and it will count it as a play, which counts it as a percentage of a sale, even if you didn't choose to play that song. Like, you didn't go out of your way to click it.
No, but you also didn't go out of your way to not listen to it.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, I don't go, like, if I'm listening to the radio, like Siren FM, and a song comes on and I decide not to click away, it's still the same situation. I mean, if it's if you're listening to a 24-hour radio music playlist, then how is it any different from listening to those songs over and over again, even if they're repeated every hour?
But once again, when you're doing radio, though, when you're listening to the radio, that's not contributing to the album charts or the singles charts.
Yes, but it's prompting. But the radio has such
a... It's making you go out of your way but you'd have to go out of your way to go and buy it and spend money on it. I don't know. I'd like to know what other people think, because, for example...
Yeah.
With Drake's One Dance, which was number one for 15 weeks last year, almost beating Bryan Adams and Wet Wet Wet's record-smashing number from the 90s, which was 16 weeks, you sort of look at it and you go, that was 15 weeks at the top of the UK singles charts, but if you go and look at... for example, because the official charts website has a section which allows for you to look at where the streaming numbers are taken away, which is always quite interesting, because Drake's One Dance was only in the top 20 for 5 weeks.
Yeah, but this is the thing that I don't understand, is that, like, a lot of people are getting upset about the difference that streaming makes to the charts. However... that's how things kind of have to work now. That's how people absorb music. It would be completely really insane to think that, oh no, we should only go by the CD sales or the record sales or even the cassette tape sales. You know, it's how we've moved on. We don't buy hard copies of anything anymore. So I understand completely download should count, but I feel like streaming should 100% count as well.
Yeah, I think I do agree with you there. And I think that's the case, but I guess it's something that's a work in progress. You know, streaming is relatively new.
It is, yeah.
And they've got to adapt for the future. You're completely right there. I think it's just working out how we go about it, because, like you say, when you did used to buy a physical copy of a CD, for example, you didn't get. They didn't track how many times you listened to that CD and influence that on the charts, I guess.
Well, no, but then you also have the issue of, well, you don't know how many people listened to that CD.
Yeah.
It's the same issue, whereas with streaming, you can actually be way more direct about what's actually being listened to several times. If anything, surely it's a more accurate representation of what people want, even if there are some kinks in the fact that, you know, a lot of it's autoplay. And if you can't control the autoplay, then that's an issue. But surely that's way closer to establishing what audiences are actually listening to than assuming that one person buying one album equals one sale. Like, it does equal one sale, but it doesn't equal one listen. Like you say, you don't know how many times that person listens to it. You don't know whether that person even did listen to it. They might have bought it, but that doesn't mean that they wanted, they liked it. It's not. Whereas with streaming, if something, there is a way for the algorithm to work where you can tell what's justly being listened to and what's being clicked off.
Yeah.
And what people are, because this is the thing, it's like streaming is an active process, because you have the option, you have the option of just listening to the same thing over and over again, but you also have the option of deciding what you like and don't like. And if you're listening to the radio play version, if you don't like a song, you can say that you don't like it and it won't play it again.
Yeah.
And that also tells the streamer that, okay, well, this many people don't like this song. So that it's like you can actually, from that, you can predict what should and shouldn't be in the charts.
It is a really, really interesting one, and the you know, there's arguments on either side. I completely get what you're, where you're coming from, and I'm not sure where I stand.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is I'm not an expert in algorithms, streaming, or even the music industry.
Yeah,
so
and I think this is something where in 5 years' time we're going to be able to look back on, and not this conversation, you know. but we're going to look back on how the charts have progressed over like a 5 year period and go, yeah, they, either it's not making that much of an influence, or yeah, we can see the fact that maybe some artists are struggling to break through. But it's such a huge, huge topic, and we would be interested to hear what you think. So if you have any comments on what you think about streaming being included in the official charts, algorithms and the way that they chart things, then do get in touch and let us know on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on Twitter @sirenfm.
On the Facebook fan page Squabble Box.
Yes.
Or you can always text in on 07797 800 716, or send a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
We are going to be here till 10 a.m. this morning, and we're talking all about Maisie.
We are talking about zombie plans.
I have no idea what mine is, but we're going to work it out before 10 o'clock because you never know what might happen in 2 hours. Maisie... Let's carry on with the show. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
I was born inside a small town. I lost that state of mind. Learned to sing inside the Lord's house, but stopped the age of 9. I forget when I get awards now, the wave I had to ride. The paving stones I played upon that kept me on the grind. So blame it on the pain that blessed me with a life. Friends and family filled with envy when they should be filled with pride. And when the world's against me is when I really come alive. And every day that Satan tempts me, I try to take it in my stride. You know that I've got whiskey with white lies and smoke in my lungs. I think life has got to the point I know without it's no fun. I need to get in the right mind and clear myself up. Instead I look in the mirror questioning what I become. Guess it's a stereotypical day for someone like me. Without a 9-to-5 job or a uni degree. To be caught up in the trappings of the industry. Comfort in my pain, razor. And I'll find comfort in my pain, a razor. And I'll find comfort in my pain, a razor.
Hello, you are listening to Squabble Box on Siren FM. It is Sunday breakfast, and today we are talking all about zombie plans, which is a strange subject, but I don't know. The main reason why I wanted to talk about this today was because I've been playing Last of Us over the weekend.
Okay.
The Last of Us is a game.
Right. Does it have zombies in it?
It has zombies in it.
Ah, right.
That sounded really patronising. I only sound patronising because I know that Kai has no idea what I'm talking about when I talk about video games.
Yep. Like, unless you talk about Crash Bandicoot or Spyro.
It was one of the biggest titles of its year.
Ah, right.
It was revolutionary.
Fair enough. When it did it come out?
I can't remember. I can't remember the exact year, but it wasn't... It was PS3.
But it was a revolution, Kai.
Yeah. It was. It was absolute revolution. I just can't remember what year.
So a zombie contingency plan is...
Is? Are you wanting me to explain? Yeah. Okay. A zombie contingency plan is basically, if a zombie apocalypse were to start at any moment, what would you do to survive? It could be short-term or long-term. And it has to be realistic. Some people take this to an extreme where they have like whole storage facilities full of stuff that they will later use. Like people are hoarding like canned food and fuel and all of that stuff. Or there are some people like me who see it more as sort of a joke of sort of like, if it were to happen, which is very unlikely, what would be the best option?
Good morning, Lincoln. We hope you're enjoying your Sunday
breakfast. I want to try and keep it as light and breezy as possible.
In the song, Maisie was like, let's just not talk about the death.
I didn't say a thing like that, but that's entirely what I meant. I also never said that. Don't be making things up. People don't know what's happening when the mics go down.
I know. Zombie contingency plans, then. Where do we start with it?
Okay, so I want... So there's a couple of different zombie movies have different rules on what the best thing to do is. I think one of the main things that you need to think about is getting resources. So if you were in a... Okay, for the sake of argument, and this is purely for the sake of argument, at 10 o'clock today, we were about to get an announcement that the apocalypse has started.
Okay, why? Why is the apocalypse started?
Because there's a zombie outbreak.
But how have the zombie... We need to put a backstory to this.
Okay,
we'll
put a backstory. Don't worry, I can put a backstory to the zombies if you want.
Squabblebox zombie invasion. Yeah. Why are the zombies with us?
The zombies are with us. Basically, they listened to Squabblebox and it was so amazing that they just decided to become the undead.
Wow. Because that's why all the zombies are around. If you put that context to all zombie movies that you've ever seen,
yeah, it was radio waves the whole time.
So much fun, radio waves caused by two people from Yorkshire.
Yeah,
now based
in the Midlands.
Yeah. So these people who became are these humans that became zombies? Is that the definition?
For the most part, yes.
So these humans were there going, wow, we are in the East Midlands and I'm hearing two people from Yorkshire on our radio. We must become zombies.
Yes. That's the point, yes.
So these zombies are taking over the world. Everything shut down, electricity.
Now let's look at short-term plans first. So it'll be a couple days before everything gets shut down. So... you're in the studio, you know that there are zombies outside somewhere, what is your first port of call? What would your automatic reaction be?
Pre-record and get out of there.
Pre-record. I'm pretty sure the radio waves would be taken at that point. I don't think we get to do the announcement.
No, it can't happen. We are on episode 91, Maisie. We must get to 100. We would sit there for 18 hours.
You are going to make me... Okay, so an apocalypse has started. We have no idea, like, how long it's going to take for the Siren Studio to get swarmed with zombies.
We would spend the next 18 hours.
You're
going
to force me to stay in a small room with you that's unbarricaded for 18 hours.
It's soundproof. We would then pre-record all episodes of Squabblebox leading up to episode 100. Then we'd need to wait for them all to export. So, you know, add a couple more hours on it. So call it 24 hours.
Okay, so we'd spend an entire day in the Siren Studio, just you and me.
Yes.
And just, like, in the 24 hours, we're going to be completely overrun.
How long does it take for a zombie apocalypse to, you know, take over the world?
There's
an
estimated assumption that if it's by virus, that it will take about a year and a half.
All right, well, yeah, we could do a few live shows, to be honest.
Yeah, but if it starts in Lincoln, if Lincoln is the hub...
Okay.
If Lincoln is the hub, it's going to spread faster here than anywhere else.
So we're
and then
talking,
gets less and less as it carries out across the ocean.
We're talking maybe 72 hours.
Possibly 72 hours, and I'm not wasting 24 of them in the Siren Studio.
Okay. Well, this is all food for thought.
All food for thought. Thinking of, like, food and stuff, like, would you want to go and get food first? Or would you want to go to safety first?
Oh, we need food just in case we couldn't get out of our safety area.
That's true.
So I would run to Tesco's.
Yeah.
And
pay.
Yeah, pay. Because, you know...
There will be looting, but we aren't getting involved in that.
We are not getting involved. We would leave the money behind. Other supermarket chains are available,
for looting. Which sounds really bad out of context.
we hope you're enjoying it as you just tuned in for that.
But yes, we would pay for our food.
So where would be the closest place, Maisie? Because we're talking the Lincoln, say it's starting here in the Siren Towers, which is just based on the University of Lincoln.
So
we have...
Chris is patient zero.
Yes.
So
he's gone. He's
We have to fight our way through Christopher Clarkson to get out of the studio.
Yes. And then we head down the Brayford Way.
Okay.
And, would we take a boat?
Now we'd have to... How would we take a boat?
We would ask permission, of course.
But the only boats on that canal are mostly very small canal narrow boats, which are great for living in.
We could take the Brayford Bell.
We can't take the Brayford
Bell. Why can't we take the Brayford Bell?
Because people own the Brayford Bell. I imagine that if an apocalypse starts...
This is an alternative universe.
Okay, an alternative universe where we own all of the boats in the marina.
Yes.
You would. I think taking a boat is a good idea. The only problem is that we're then trapped on water.
Not really, because the canals in Lincoln are quite narrow.
Yeah, but I'm assuming you'd want to get out of Lincoln as soon as possible.
Is there such thing as zombie swans?
There might be. It might go to animals. We don't know.
I don't think I could handle the zombie swans.
I can't handle regular swans.
No, exactly. So we are thinking today about our zombie apocalypse plan. Our zombie plan of what...
So your ultimate plan is flight rather than fight.
Oh, yeah. We're not fighting, Maisie. We do not condone fighting here on Siren FM.
No, we don't condone fighting on Siren FM. I just meant more like a fight as in like standing your ground.
I would flee. I would find somewhere safe.
The only problem is neither of us drive.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, during a zombie apocalypse, who's going to be checking your driver's license?
I don't know, because if they... Like,
zombie police.
Zombie police. I think the assumption is that, like, all of the tunnels, like, out of anywhere, like, all of the gates would get shut.
So we will have a little think about how we would map out our our plan looking over at Lincoln. So,
now,
so
I already have a plan.
So far we've made it to the Brayford Bay.
We've made it to the Brayford Bay.
So we've not got very far, but we will work it out.
We were talking about Ed Sheeran. We got distracted.
We will work it out.
We had a leisurely stroll.
Very shortly. But Maisie, let's go into another song. What is coming up?
This is something requested by your very own self, Kai. This is Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, and we'll be right back after this.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. Feel alive, and the world I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy, so don't stop me. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give.
Stop me now, you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your Sunday breakfast team, Squabble Box, and today the zombies are taking over. Yes, no, we're only kidding. It's our zombie apocalypse plan, and that I thought was a fitting song. You know why I've chosen that song, Rosie?
I'm pretty sure it's in quite a few zombie movies.
It's in the big zombie scene in Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, it is!
Yeah.
I knew it. I figured it was probably a zombie song.
Shaun of the Dead, one of the only zombie films I have ever seen.
Yeah.
But I do love Shaun of the Dead, but I don't think that in this zombie apocalypse plan that we're coming up with... I don't think I could use my vinyl LPs to...
Well,
MPs,
I think
LPs.
In Shaun of the Dead, for those who haven't seen it, the using the LPs isn't a good idea.
It works for a while.
It's pretty useless. All they're really doing is throwing... they're throwing bits of plastic at them. It's not really affecting them.
Yeah. It does kind of fend them off, but I think that I would prefer to, you know, have my LPs intact, even if I wasn't going to survive. I don't think I
would. Would you carry your LPs around?
No, I could not. Yeah, I'm not saying that I would carry my LPs around. What I'm saying is I could not take my Elvis Presley Aloha from Hawaii and throw it as a zombie.
No.
I just couldn't do it. It's not in my capability. We do have a tweet in there from @heEdges, Tracy Edges, Sunday Girl, who says, I'm listening to Squabblebox on Siren FM, and Kai and Maisie are scaring me. I hate zombies.
I did worry that we would scare a couple people, but we're keeping it reasonably light and breezy.
So far, the zombies have, in our fictional world...
In our fictional world...
The zombies have taken over Lincoln, or starting to take over Lincoln.
Yes, the outbreak has started. Patient Zero, studio at Siren FM.
Yes. And we have made it out of the studio.
Yes.
To the Brayford Bay. So we're stood just outside the University of Lincoln, looking over the Brayford Bay. What do we see, Maisie? Can you see any zombies?
I imagine that they would probably be moving towards the water.
Why?
Because it makes it more exciting, Kai.
All right, fair enough. I was wondering whether...
For dramatical purposes, we can see them.
Do zombies get thirsty very quickly?
I imagine they're quite dehydrated.
I'm not going to lie, I love Lincoln, but I would not like to drink out of the Brayford Bay.
I don't think anyone would recommend don't drink out of the Brayford Bay.
But that does bring up a good point, Maisie. During a zombie apocalypse, where do you go for... Where would you go to find water? Don't say the water cooler in the MHT building.
Well, like you say, I think vending machines are a good place to find them. Anywhere where they're just lying around, basically. Because you can't be picky.
No.
Just don't drink pond water or the Brayford Bay.
I'm not going to be there, you know, on during a zombie apocalypse going, Maisie, I just can't drink Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I think, but that's the thing, you probably shouldn't drink fizzy drinks.
Yeah, that's true.
You should stick with water.
Oh, yeah.
You should stick with water. You have to give up a lot of things in the apocalypse.
So we are currently on the Brayford Bay in our fictional world. The zombies are moving towards the water. Where do we go next? Where would you think, like, if, where do you think that we should go to? Would you find shelter or food first?
I would find shelter first with the assumption that there will be food on the way or that food will be provided for me there.
So how many survivors do you think that we have? Like,
do you think we're just picking people up on the way?
Because you've seen a lot more zombie films than I have.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like I Am Legend, where there's only apparently one guy surviving, and then he finds two others, and then there's a whole world. Spoilers.
Yeah, you've just spoiled I Am Legion. As if no one's seen that film. It's everywhere.
That's true.
But I think that, yeah, definitely safety in numbers. You have to sort of develop a pack mentality when it comes to apocalypse. Because the more you have in your pack, like, the less vulnerable you are as a group.
Yeah.
So if we had a zombie apocalypse right now, it would be me and you. Who else?
Who else? It's got to be other members of the Siren FM team.
So it's just the whole breakfast team.
The whole breakfast team.
Me, you, Christopher Clarkson, Joe Harris, Niall Francis, Liam O'Dell, and... That's it, yeah. Sorry, I was counting off my fingers and then got really confused as to why there was a sixth one.
So it's the breakfast team from Siren FM on their way to fight or flee from zombies. More likely flee. And where do you feel in Lincoln would be a good place to go and find shelter?
Now,
if we were to go and set up?
You're breaching into my zombie plan now.
Well, it's okay. We can.
I have a different one depending on where I'm living.
Maisie has come up with one
for Huddersfield.
Maisie has come up with her own zombie plan, of which we will talk about at the end of the show.
I think we need to talk about at the end of the show, just because I feel like if I give you too many ideas for my zombie plan, you'll just copy me.
Well, this is a mutual zombie plan.
No, it's my zombie plan.
No, no, this one.
This one. This one we're making now is neutral. This is okay. So you have to have separate alternative routes because you don't know what's going to get blocked off.
Yeah.
You have to have alternative routes, but you also have to consider where you might be when an outbreak starts. So I have a separate one for home than I do for here. So right now we're figuring out what we're going to do if we're stuck in the silent studio.
Yes.
As so far we've got to the Brayford, that's it.
Yeah.
So are we going to get a boat?
I would.
Okay, if we get a boat, which direction will we start travelling? Because remember, me, neither me or you know how to drive a boat.
All I know is that if you go to the Brayford Bay and go past, as if you're going down Carholme Road, like yeah. parallel with Carholme Road in Lincoln, you end up in like, it's not Sleaford, it's Saxilby.
Yeah, but
if you go for miles.
If you go for miles, this is the issue though, Kai. Neither of us know how to drive a boat.
But we could wing it.
I don't think we could. Like, I've been on a narrow boat before, and it's not intuitive.
It'd be easy.
No, it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't.
We also have to consider how much fuel we have. We don't know that going on.
Yeah, that's true. So we go for foot, then.
I feel like foot is our safer option, considering... Because this is the problem. Neither of us drive, and neither of us know how to steer a boat.
That is true, yes. So we're not going to be going for a plane anytime soon.
I don't think a plane is a good idea. Unless we can commandeer someone to go on the boat with us who knows how to drive it.
Until we can find someone with the boat, we're going on foot. Where's a good place to hide in Lincoln? Say we have got past the Brayford Bay now. We're moving now onto the high street. We are at the epicentre.
Oh, you're going into town?
Yes.
Isn't that dangerous?
But it's where everything is.
Okay, so...
And we're saying that... You know, the epicenter of this whole apocalypse has started at the Siren FM studio.
Okay.
So let's get as far away from this as we can. Let's move on to the high street, Maisie. There is pandemonium.
There will be pandemonium.
Yes.
It will be like the Christmas lights all over again.
But Kerry Katona is a zombie.
Don't say that about Kerry Katona.
So we end up on the high street.
Okay.
Do we go onto higher ground or lower ground?
Where do you? Like, this is your scenario.
Personally, I think higher ground.
Mm-hmm. I think higher ground's best.
I struggle getting up that steep hill at the best of times. I reckon a zombie would struggle even more.
I feel like the steep hill is a good natural defence. Because this is it, you should really look for natural defences so that you don't have to waste too much time using your own resources to build barricades.
Could we do it like in the old cartoons where you stand at the top of the hill and you just get big boulders and you roll them down the hill to stop?
The only problem is you'd be exhausting your energy doing that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't waste a whole day throwing boulders at things if you then have to stay up all night to keep watch.
So we have got to the top of Steep Hill. The zombies are taking over. We're around the cathedral area, somewhere around there.
Somewhere in historic Lincoln.
In historic Lincoln. So we've got to the top of the hill, guys. We're going to work out where our zombie apocalypse plan goes next. If you want to hear more, then stay tuned to Siren FM. All the girls on the block.
Hello, you are listening to Siren FM, and this is Sunday Breakfast with Squabble Box, and today we're talking all about zombie contingency plans, which is something I have a reasonable amount of knowledge in. However, Kai Valentine, my lovely co-host, does not. So I am helping him come up with a zombie plan for if at 10 o'clock today, assuming that an apocalypse outbreak starts in Lincoln, what he would do.
Spoiler alert, I'm not doing very well.
I think you're doing okay.
Currently, we have made it. We're on day one.
We're on day one. We haven't found shelter yet.
No.
Now, I'm just your guide at this.
We have made it to the top of Steep Hill.
Which is a good natural defence. We agree on that.
So we're at the top of the hill. We're next to the cathedral. My first bet would be let's go into the cathedral for the night.
Into the cathedral for the night.
It's a big, big place.
Are you I'm assuming that other people will join us. I think the majority of the community will go up the hill. I feel like that's that's the most logical place to go, is up the hill and stay in either the castle or cathedral.
And let's face it, if people decide not to go up the hill, they're not the kind of people that you want on your zombie team.
Well, a lot of those people go up the hill.
No, you can take a car up the hill.
You could take a car up the hill, but I think by foot is the easiest way.
Yeah.
Because that way you can dodge in and out of people.
So we're hiding in the cathedral. Sorry, we're not hiding. We are standing our ground by hiding in the cathedral.
We have found shelter in the cathedral.
So we've got the gift shop, which has sweets in it.
So we have sweets and we have tourist attractions.
I can read some leaflets overnight, and there's lots to do in the cathedral.
There's lots to do in the cathedral. It's a scenic place.
I'd be there taking selfies and...
Don't take selfies during an apocalypse. One's going to be looking at them.
Well, you know, people might want to see that. Oh, look, maybe the zombie apocalypse, but I've just found one of the imps.
The main issue you have at this point is contacting people. Staying in contact with people is quite difficult in an apocalypse.
Yeah, that's true.
Because everyone's going to be, like, blowing up all of the radio towers trying to get into contact with people.
Should we go to the cathedral, though? Because I don't think the cathedral has free Wi-Fi.
Oh, that is an issue in an apocalypse where the Wi-Fi's probably shut down everywhere across Lincoln.
But how am I going to tweet? How will people know what's going on Siren FM?
Who knows? Maybe we shouldn't leave. Maybe we should just stay here.
We should probably stay on the radio. But we're thinking of ourselves, guys.
No, I think we should run. So day one is over.
Day one is over.
We're in the cathedral. We are assuming that we're safe. At this point, we have a large proportion of the community with us.
Yes.
We are not the leaders in this situation. We are just following suit.
Yep.
So after we don't have long left of this hour. We have the news coming up next. So what we are going to figure out after the news is what our long-term plan is.
Oh, gosh.
Because it's all well and good finding safety for a couple of nights, but we need to figure out where we're going to be in a few months' time.
And we need to... This is why we need Wi-Fi, to be able to connect with other places in the world.
I'm telling you, as soon as an outbreak reaches, the Wi-Fi is going to get shut down.
No!
Something you have to live with in the apocalypse, Kai.
I don't think I could live in an apocalypse world.
Just because of the Wi-Fi. You're too used to your creature comforts.
I am. So we are going to find out where this zombie apocalypse is going to take us. I'm feeling a little bit like a zombie this morning.
I might
be sounding a little bit raspy on the radio. I'm not very well, but I'm going to fight through it just like we're going to fight through this zombie apocalypse.
This fictitious zombie apocalypse. We need to make that clear.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. People are waking up and going, wow, I knew that Lincoln lost quite badly last night to Arsenal.
I didn't realise it was because of an outbreak.
So we are going to be with you until 10 a.m. this morning. Lots of great programming coming up on Siren 107.3 FM today. We're going to tell you some more about that later on in the show. But for now, stay tuned to Squabblebox and stay tuned to Siren FM. Monster Mash. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment Sunday breakfast show, Squabblebox. We're going to be with you until 10 a.m. So for the next 55 minutes or so, before we send you over to Sunday girl Tracy Edgers. She's got a huge show planned, lots and lots of great music to come after 10 a.m. this morning. And of course, before 10 a.m, we are going to be talking all about zombie contingency plans.
Yes, we are making a contingency plan on the fly for Mr. Kai Valentine, because he is amazingly unprepared if there was a zombie apocalypse.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm unprepared for a zombie apocalypse, which has not been confirmed
well,
in any way.
You might not be prepared, but there are certain towns in England that are.
Forget certain town plans, Maisie, because the Pentagon
has a zombie plan.
An anti-zombie plan.
They do.
The US military is not actually expecting the country to be overrun by zombies, but they have thought about making a plan just in case this happens.
Yeah, I mean, a similar situation happened in, I think it was Birmingham, where a resident asked his local council, as part of the Freedom of Information Act, can I please know what your zombie plan is? They didn't have one, so someone who worked there made one up. And now it's their official zombie plan.
That's amazing. In this one I'm just reading this now on livescience.com. The Pentagon has a zombie plan, and in it there are 8 types of zombies mentioned.
Yes, because this is something we didn't mention before we started. We're going off sort of generic zombies. There are multiple different layers of zombies. You can go by the pop culture wave listing them, which is like the 28 Days Later zombies, the Shaun of the Dead zombies, and so on and so forth. Or there is actually, like they say, there is like certain types. So like if we had the 21 Days Later zombies, those zombies are really quick. They run really fast, faster than humans can. So me and you would be kind of on a lurch, because neither of us are particularly fast.
Yeah.
But that's where your water plan probably comes in handy really well.
It could. This plan that's been put in place by the Secretary of Defense in the United States also states in there that there are such things as vegetarian zombies, which eat only plant life. The report says they don't threaten humans directly, but they could destroy basic food crops. The report notes that instead of moaning brains, vegetarian zombies groan grains. This is actually in a report.
I know. I feel like the Secretary of Defense was having a bad weekend and decided to cheer themselves up.
And the final thing mentioned in the report is chicken zombies.
Chicken zombies.
Chicken zombies.
Zombies of chickens. Chickens
zombies
who have become chickens.
And I quote, the only proven class of zombie that actually exists.
Oh, yes. Okay, no, I know what this is. This is because a lot of people, when they refer to zombies, they mean reanimation. And we won't go into it too much because it's very icky science. But basically, there's the whole idea that chickens have had the capacity to carry on seemingly being alive after they've not been. Without trying to go into... I'm trying really hard not to go into any graphics.
Yeah, that's the best way to go about it with this. But yeah. The idea of zombies... a zombie takeover, Maisie.
Yeah.
Do you think that it could ever happen?
I think there's only one logical way it could ever happen. There is, and I don't want to fearmonger anyone, this is the problem.
Okay.
But research has been shown that there is a type of virus that could potentially act the same way that we know zombies to act in popular fiction.
Okay.
I won't go into too many details, but it's if you want to know more about it, you can look it up. But it's basically, it's a type of fungus that that can apparently... cause zombie-like symptoms in people.
Ooh.
And that's the type of zombie that The Last of Us, the video game, is based on.
Right.
They never say it explicitly, but from the way that the graphics look, it's kind of, that's kind of the assumption. But yeah, But this is the thing, because main reason we wanted to talk about this today was because I've been playing The Last of Us. I've been catching up on it. It's been out for a long time, but I've finally caught up with it this weekend. And the majority of the game takes place 20 years later.
Yes.
So we have our plan up until... We spent the first hour figuring out a plan up until the first day. Now we need to think about, in a few months' time, what's the main, like, overarching plan going to be? Where do you want to end up that's going to be safe, full of defences, and full of resources and people?
And it has to be somewhere that I can necessarily get to with, you know.
Yeah, you need to be able to get there from Lincoln safely.
So, for example, if I go, well, I think I would be safe in the pyramids in Egypt.
Yeah, it has to be somewhere that's realistically you can get to in a few months or a few weeks. But also have to remember, if you're wanting to meet people along the way, you have to figure out how you're going to meet them. Or, as part of your plan, sets up a pre-designated place for you and your family to meet.
So I would need to meet up with my family and my girlfriend. But I don't know how I'd get... Everyone's in different places in the country. Where do we meet? Lincoln seems to be the centric place for meeting people. Do you think that Lincoln would be... Do you feel that Lincoln is a good place for...
To survive, to set up camp? I do. I think it is a pretty good place to set up camp, mostly because we have the Air Force nearby, we also have an awful lot of military strength. So we don't need to worry too much about where we're going to get supplies and resources. We have the military here. They're probably going to be the ones who take over and keep everyone safe. So that's good. You also have a couple of different places that are large areas where people can be secure and indoors, which is also a really good idea.
Let's face it, the Saxons thought that this was a Britain. The Saxons were definitely not the people from Lincoln. I don't know what... Maisie, you're the historical person.
I'm not that historical, but go on.
Who was it that was... Who in history was it that, like, had all the castles and stuff in cathedral?
The keeps?
Yeah,
that is the Saxons.
Was it the Saxons that set up Lincoln?
Everyone, pretty much every sort of generation of historical, every historical demographic has had their own versions of a keep and bailey. They got more advanced the further along in time you got.
I should know this because I was in the collection the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I've only ever been in once. I didn't know that it was really... I'd never really been in because I'd never thought to go and have a look around. I thought it was an art gallery. And I went in because I was bored one day walking around Lincoln. And there's just so many historical artifacts there, stuff that you can go and have a look. It's great for kids as well.
Yeah.
And it's free entry, which is always always a bonus for someone from Yorkshire. But
back to the zombies.
Yes. Maybe it would be... So we're up at the cathedral. We're thinking long-term planning, though. You don't really want to stay in the cathedral unless we were able to barricade it. You can get a lot of people in there.
There's a large area of land around it that you can use to grow veg that hasn't been taken up by the gravesite. So there's places to see... So you've got somewhere to grow farm... You can farm... Basically, you have space for people, but not everyone. And it's already got a surrounding wall. It's a very small surrounding wall, but it is surrounding. So you could build on top of that.
If it was good enough for the Saxons or Romans or Vikings or whoever built it, I should know. Yeah.
I think now would be a good time for me to tell you my emergency zombie plan.
Okay, go
so
on.
My day one is a very similar idea to yours, and I kind of led you up this path by saying that the boat wouldn't work. Basically, I think you've missed a trick.
Okay.
You're very close to my idea, but I would go to the castle.
Ah.
Because the castle already has full walls. It already has a full barricade with drawbridges, not to mention it has several different compartments within the castle grounds for people to stay.
Why did I not think of the castle?
Yeah.
The cathedral is just so...
And plus there's enough space in the quarters, in like the quarters to farm and to set up a small shanty town.
And there's those cannons.
And yeah, the cannons don't work though.
Oh, do the cannons not work?
I don't think the cannons work.
Oh.
But you also have the gift shop has more food, and they also have a tea room which has more food. So for short term, it's better.
So then we and it's overlooking Lincoln. You can
it's overlooking
you can
Lincoln.
Keep an eye out.
It already has a walkway on the wall, so you have better defenses.
That's true. Why did I not think of a Lincoln is a great place.
You got to Steep Hill and you looked at the huge castle that stood for years against attack, and then you look at the cathedral.
You go with the
cathedral.
It costs to go onto the tower walkway.
Yeah, but not to get in. Also, I don't think people are paying at this point. I think they're just letting people in.
Ah, fair enough.
But it does mean that you can do. Like, it means that like the inhabitants of Lincoln have two separate places. They can split. Because I feel like a lot of people's automatic reaction would be to go to the RAF base. That's a bad idea. You need to let them do their own thing. They can't be taking people in. They're too busy sort of worrying about the apocalypse.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would my go-to plan for short term is to go to the castle.
That does make sense. Mm. I think we should do that.
You think we should go to the castle? Yeah, I knew that as soon as I told you my plan.
I think once we've been in the cathedral for the night, Maisie's had the bright idea of going to the castle, so we all scurry across to the castle.
Like in one move.
And then we get into the castle and there's, you know, half of Lincoln there going, why did you guys not come here first?
Yeah. Well, this is the other thing. There's also already, they already have bedrooms set up because it used to be a prison.
Yes.
It also means that if you have some people who are getting too rowdy, you have a prison already.
I'm liking this idea even more.
Not to mention, there's clothes there, there's toys for children there, there's beer and all that stuff.
There's everything. And there's everything. And we can stock up because and there's the ice cream parlour just around the corner.
you can go raid the ice cream parlour.
And there's a spa. So yeah, the shops up there. Yeah, we've got loads of great stuff. I think we're on the right track now, Maisie. So we're going to talk more about our zombie apocalypse plan as the show goes on. We are your Sunday breakfast team, Squabblebox. Lots of great stuff coming up throughout the day here on Siren FM, including Tracy Edge's Sunday Girl from 10 till 12. We then have from 12 till 2, Ed Wellman is back with Siren Replay, looking back at the best of Siren FM programming throughout the week. Then from 2 till 3 o'clock, we have, as always, Take the Stage. Molly and Simon are here looking at the drama news and everything that's coming up in the drama world whilst playing some of their favourite songs from musicals. 3 till 5 is, of course... 3 till 5 is... I can't believe I nearly forgot what was from 3 till 5, Maisie. It's our breakfast presenters. It's Joe Harris and Niall Francis.
How could you possibly forget?
Throughout the Sunday afternoon, 5 till 7, the UOL, the University of Lincoln Comedy Society, are here with... sorry for the inconvenience. And then Dave Milling takes us back to the 90s from 7 till 9 and Itchy Feet Radio from 9 o'clock. I'm learning it off by heart, Maisie. I don't know whether that makes me happy or sad. But either way, stay tuned to Siren FM. Found my perfect place. I'm throwing away our plan of the castle. We're talking about zombie contingency plans. I am saying that we ditch the castle. We ditch the castle.
We don't even go anywhere near the castle.
Well, no. We actually, we'll go up to the castle to find someone who we need a mechanic.
Okay.
And we need someone who is a boat driver. Now, I know that is not that it's a
someone
captain.
Someone who sails.
Yeah, someone
doesn't
who
even
can
need to
sail,
be a captain.
But we need a mechanic, and a good mechanic. Not one of these mechanics that go, oh, I'll get it sorted in a few weeks. We need it now.
Okay, so basically you want Scotty and a Sulu.
Yeah, so we are going to go back down.
Do you know what that means?
No, not a clue. And we are going to go back down Steep Hill. And we are going to head to the Brayford once again.
Going back to the Brayford.
Because there's nothing better than a zombie contingency plan. The only thing better than a zombie contingency plan is a Lincoln-centric zombie contingency plan. So we'll take a few people, you know. We'll take Doris with her shopping bags and bring her down as well.
Well, she's got shopping.
Yeah, she's got shopping. So she can come down to Wagamama's. And we're going to head to Wagamama's, which, for Lincoln, you will know, it's Wagamama's by the sea.
It's a floating restaurant.
It's a floating restaurant. Much. So the mechanic gets straight away work on...
I don't think you understand that mechanics can't just attach engines to things.
He's going to attach an engine to Wagamama's. He's going to... So, yeah, he'll sort that out. You know, he'll put one of those big steering wheels that ships have... On the
top?
Yeah.
So you can't actually see over,
and
but
gonna
it looks
stand
great.
And I'm going to stand on the top of Wagamama's with a big, like, pirate ship.
I'm pretty sure the people who are in there will be kind of annoyed that we start attaching engines to their restaurant.
No, I think that they'll be all right with it. You know, we'll take the crew with us because this is the perfect place, though, Maisie, because we have, one, an escape route.
Mm.
We can drive Wagamama's down the Brayford Bay.
Can we, though? Will it fit?
Oh.
It won't go under the bridge.
It will. If we head to Saxelby, it will.
Okay.
And we can just... We can get rid of bridges.
We can't get rid of bridges.
So we're going to go...
You're ruining everyone else's chances of survival.
I don't care. I'm getting out of here, Maisie.
Oh, you're the selfish kind of survivalist, aren't you?
No, I will take the crew from Wagamama's, you know. I won't tip them, but they will come with us. So then we've got, if we're going with Wagamama's going down by the sea,
okay,
we have got, one, an escape route.
Which is? The actual Wagamama's.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be, you know, driving down the sea, sailing down the
sea. Sailing down the sea somehow with this engine that you've found somehow.
Oh, that's the other thing that we've got to get from the castle, because, you know, the castle's well known for having engines.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there.
I can go to Siemens. They're a steelworks. Get them to give us a... No! Maisie, we're on the University of Lincoln campus.
We are.
It's well known for engineering. There are big engines.
Yeah, you don't even need to go that... You don't need to go all the way up. All you need to do is commandeer one of the already existing boats...
No.
Well, boat captains.
Because if we take the Wagamama boat, we also have food.
Well, wouldn't it be easier just to take the food out of Wagamama's and put it in an already working boat?
But a Wagamama boat is a...
I feel like you're not taking this seriously, Kai, and it's really offending me.
This is what I do. Okay. Like, I don't get me wrong, I would stand there and go... I'd say this idea and everyone would go, yes, okay, Kai, you go sit in the corner now while the adults make the decisions.
Okay, so long term, where do you think in the UK, Wagamama boat out of the question, where in the UK would be the best place for you to stay and set up a permanent camp, if that's what you want to do, or do you want to travel constantly?
I wouldn't be in the city centre.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't go to London. Because whenever you see these zombie films, or like 2012, for example, you know, they just show London burning down and being, you know, an apocalypse taking place. It's always in places like London.
It's always in there. The reason it's always in large cities is because people are more confined, so you're more likely to get a faster reaction. Like, if it's a if something's spreading through the air, it's going to travel way faster with more people surrounding in a small area.
So, like, I see that. You never watch, like, a zombie apocalypse film, which is, like, you know, big Hollywood blockbuster, and they go, ah, Norwich is burning down!
That's a Darrowbrian joke.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Just to let you know.
Okay.
Sorry, that sounded way more accusing than I thought it would. It's like, oh, and that was more like an, oh, this guy made this joke. So would you try and stick to the countryside then?
I kind of want to be... I don't want to be so stuck in the wilderness and countryside that you can't get out.
Mm.
Also, it's kind of scary camping knowing that there's zombies there.
Well, what if you find a farmhouse?
That could work.
I feel like farming's a good way to get through the apocalypse. You need to be able to feed yourself, and you need a renewable way of feeding yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I could just go and, you know... I could just go on the Wagamama boat.
The Wagamama boat's not going to work.
No, it's not. It's not.
I'm not trying to... Like, other floating restaurants are available, okay? But I don't think this is feasible.
Okay. I'll have to think of how I'm going to make food then.
I feel like farming's the best way.
It probably would. Where's known for good, cultivation of crops?
Yorkshire, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going back up north.
Oh, I'm heading home, guys. I'm heading home. We're going to
set up a farming home first.
We have just found probably the best. But yeah, if this ends with us just going, everyone head to Yorkshire, I will be more than happy. But we're going to see where my zombie contingency plan takes us next here on Siren 107.3 FM.
Love is strong as a lion, soft as the cotton you lying. Times we got hot like an iron, you and I. Our hearts had never been broken. We were so innocent, darling. We used to talk till the morning, you and I. We had that mixtape on every weekend. Had it repeating. Had it repeating. September song, summer lasted too long. Time moved so slowly. When you're only 15, you were my September song. We were only 15, and I remember the chorus. They were singing it for us. You were my September song.
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your Sunday breakfast team, Squabblebox, and today we're talking all about zombie contingency plans. A great topic for 9:33 on a Sunday morning. So we've had a tweet in, Maisie.
We have.
From @TEdgers, Tracy Edgers, Sunday Girl. She's coming up in about 27 minutes' time. She says... #zombieapocalypse @SirenFM @Squabblebox. You could hide on a Cleethorpe seafront. She says you can have boats, a helicopter, and good defence, and fish.
Ooh, fishing!
Fishing.
I'd never thought of fishing.
No, I don't like fish.
But so you'd have to put up with it. It's an apocalypse, Kai.
But so far in my zombie contingency plan, Maisie's not allowing me to have the Wagamama boat.
It won't work.
But we have decided that I'm heading home. I'm heading to Yorkshire.
Yeah, and we have Christopher Clarkson, patient zero, in the studio with us.
So how does it feel, Chris, to be the catalyst of the zombie apocalypse of Lincoln?
Because I'm patient zero, does that mean, like, I'm in charge of the zombies?
If they're the type of zombies where, like, there's a hive mind, then yes, you are Queen Bee.
Nice. I like it.
I feel like if that's the case, you're going to get them to all come after us specifically, though.
Yeah, you guys would be the first target.
Why?
Because you made me patient zero.
Chris was sat out in the production office and you just saw his ears perk up as we said that he would be patient zero. So we thought we need to get him in the studio to talk about it. But Chris, our apocalypse plan aside, if you were in a world where Lincoln had been taken over by a zombie apocalypse, what would your plan be?
I was actually chatting to
Yeah, I was asking him this during the break.
And I saw, at first I turned around and said, I've not thought about it because it's never going to happen. And then she said, but if in terms of fun, because we're trying to have fun here, she said, what is your plan? And I said, I don't know, I'd kind of do like a Walking Dead style thing and just carry a knife around with me and just go on about my everyday life.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know, a bit, you know, you got to learn from Walking Dead.
But if everyone else is panicking, then how do you go along?
Yeah, like the initial outbreak, everyone's going to be rushing around. There'll be pandemonium. How do you get...
Well,
like,
exactly. That means like I can walk into Handmade Burger Co. and, you know,
get a burger.
Make a burger and not have to pay for it because everyone will be in pandemonium.
You know. You can tell that we're from Yorkshire in that the first thing that we think about when it comes to a zombie apocalypse is, oh, we can have some free grub weekend. Hey.
Yeah, although I have to admit, Tracy's got the right idea with the fishing and being somewhere that's got an easy escape route.
Can either of you fish?
No. What happens when you run out of fish, though?
It's kind of difficult to run out of fish.
Yeah. I think if the fish were going to run out, we'd have run out of fish by now.
Have you watched any Attenborough documentaries?
Oh. A couple, yeah.
Fish are slowly going extinct, certain kinds anyway.
But this is the thing, there'll be, at this point, we have to assume there'll be less humans around to take up the fish.
That is true.
Not to mention, like, if anything, a zombie apocalypse is great for the ecosystem.
What?
This is just a thing that most... This is just a generalisation, but basically most sort of big over-the-top zombie films, when humanity sort of dies out a little bit, like the plants start growing again, and you know, you have no one's getting fossil fuels anymore. Everyone's going sort of renewable energy. That's one of the things that you have to set up quite quickly is renewable energy sources, because if you are wanting to use electricity, you're going to have to get some turbines set up, or some solar panels.
Now, if it does get to a point where there is a zombie apocalypse and we have to think about, because we would lose out on a lot of things, and earlier we were kind of joking about it, but you know, there would be no Wi-Fi connection during a zombie apocalypse.
There'd be no internet. The internet, that's the first thing that would go, probably.
That would be the first thing that I go, and I go, oh, gosh, that's affected me.
That's a new age.
Yeah, that's a new age for me. What would be the thing that would affect you?
I don't know. I feel like I'd be the most upset by not having, like, basic creature comforts, like a shower.
Ah, yeah.
Like, not like hygiene would go downhill quite quickly. This is one thing that really annoys me about The Last of Us, is that everyone's really grubby for reasons that don't make sense. Like, I kind of get it after, like, if they've been, like, hiking for a while through all of these landscapes, that then I get it. It's when they're at the beginning of the game, and for some reason these two people just look like they haven't bathed in weeks, when, like, there's got to be enough water to at least give your face a wash.
I don't know. I've spent 5 days at Leeds Festival, and I looked like I'd just come out of a zombie apocalypse, like, at the end of it.
Just wash in the rain.
Yeah, like, surely the first thing you do is collect rainwater and use that for washing.
What would be your thing that you'd miss the most, Chris, when it comes to a zombie apocalypse?
It wouldn't be Wi-Fi, because if I was patient zero, I'd hack into the Wi-Fi and say, give me a billion, trillion, squillion pounds.
I love that, the idea
also,
of you being
money. Well, this is the other thing that I'm kind of concerned about, because money would become kind of useless.
It would.
Because if shops all shut down, then it's a trading system. And that's where things start getting a bit sort of weird.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Because, like, it's not in a zombie apocalypse, but it's Fallout is a well-known game that deals with apocalypse. And in there, universe, money doesn't mean anything, but bottle caps is how they their currency works. So they've, because this is the thing, that's what paper money is. It's an IOU, basically. Yeah. It's, this is how much I am worth. So this piece of paper says that I am worth this much money. And the bottle caps work the same way. Sort of, so like you can buy a bottle of drink for like 5 bottle caps.
I need to start saving up my bottle caps.
My dad already has.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not for that reason, just because. But like, like this is the thing, like if you could pick your ultimate zombie outbreak team, like the people you are going to stick with, let's assume that they have to be real people, so you okay. can't just pick the Walking Dead people.
I would go with, you need someone who's strong.
Mm-hmm.
So I would pick.
So you're going for a tank. That's Dale an MMO Preston. Term.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Dale Preston. Yeah, someone from Fight Factory Wrestling. Either yeah. Dutch or Dale Preston, someone like that, who are, you know, agile people, but are strong as well.
So they don't just look strong, but their physical strength actually does something.
Yes.
They're not pretty boy strength, they're legit strength.
Yeah, so I'm going with either Dutch or Dale. Who do I go with? I'll go with Dutch.
You're allowed to have both. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, I could take 2, because 5 people were saying.
Okay, we can, yeah. 5 limit, people. Limit it to 5 people.
Including
not,
me.
Not including you. You right, can have so yourself plus 5.
Dutch and Dale. Although they don't always get along well. But that's true. They've had many, many battles in a wrestling ring before. But
that's your evening's entertainment right
they
there.
Would, they would put that aside for the sake of the human race. So I'm going with Dutch and Dale from Fight Factory Wrestling.
So that's 2.
Lincoln. I am also going with...
Remember your family.
Oh yeah. I need my girlfriend and my... and I need my mum and my dad, but my mum and dad are separated, so would they want to be on the same team?
Also, you have to think about what they offer, though. Like, what would Becky offer?
There's that
emotional
sort of,
support.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, emotional support. You know.
You need to repopulate the earth.
My grandparents are listening to this. Right, family aside.
Okay, family aside. Let's assume that your family are safe. They're doing their own thing.
So we're going
5
with,
people.
So I'm going with Dutch and Dale.
Dutch and Dale. Oh, your girlfriend's off the list.
No,
then.
No, she's Cancer's family. That's what I mean.
Okay.
All right, my girlfriend as well. So that's 3. So then I would need someone who is entertaining, someone who is funny. So I would pick a... No, Chris, not you.
What about my puns?
I would go with a comedian.
Okay.
So I'd pick... But also a comedian who can, like, handle stuff as well.
So you need a comedian who's tough.
Yeah, I don't want a Dara O'Brien type who just kind of...
I feel like Dara O'Brien is one of the tougher comedians, isn't he?
Al Murray?
Fighting robots.
Dara O'Brien got stuck on an island whilst he was out for comic relief and just swore the entire time.
Yeah, but he held onto the branch.
Oh,
he survived.
So, he so also, I'm going with Dutch, Dale, Dara.
Dara O'Brien can bring the house robots.
The house robots are coming.
Like, they'll
Dara.
Run out of battery really quickly,
and,
but they're there.
And my girlfriend, so that's 5 people.
So that's 4.
That's not. Oh, yeah, that's 4.
You've got one more person.
I can't pick either of you two simply because there's 2 of you.
It's okay, I have my own zombie team.
Cheers. And who else? What else do you need? I need a chef. I would go with Gordon Ramsay.
Okay, because he could probably forage as well.
Or Gino DiCampo, because then he could count as the comedian.
What about
as well.
Bear Grylls, though? Because he can find
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, why are you
and
going for survivalists?
It.
Bear Grylls. I am really bad at zombie apocalypse teams. Maisie, you seem to have yours.
I've got an idea for mine.
Go ahead.
I have an idea for mine. Mine is I'm not going so much for like people I've never met, I'm going for people I know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so my first 5 would be my boyfriend, Jack.
Yes.
My dad.
I thought family didn't count.
It doesn't mind.
All right, fair enough.
Because this is my assumption is that I have like a home base with all of my family there and my friends and the people I'm surviving with, and then I have like 5 people and we go out on like runs and we're the ones who like do the main of the community stuff.
You're like in the Hunger Games. You're Katniss.
I wouldn't be Katniss.
No.
So like my exploration team that go out and do the foraging and stuff would be me, my boyfriend, my dad. And then, I haven't actually thought that far ahead. I think it would just be us three. But just we'd fight the whole time. No, because also, like, there's my auntie's fiancé who does drive a boat. He can sail.
Oh, wow.
So we can go fishing.
I bet you're glad you've got a middle-class family.
I'm so glad I have an upper middle-class family. We could go to France. It'd be great. We can go on holidays.
Do they have any zombies over there?
I don't know if they have zombies in France, but they do have a houseboat as well. So we can, like, live on the boat.
That's what I was going with the Wagamama boat.
Yeah, but they actually have a houseboat.
All right, Chris, who would be your team?
I would take Bav.
Bav from Siren FM. Yes,
because he knows how to fly.
Does he actually fly a plane?
Yeah, he's done.
Does he have a plane?
Yeah, he's does flight training and
no,
stuff.
No, but we can get a plane.
We can get a plane.
He's just flight training and things. So.
Talking of Bav, he is debuting on Siren FM on Thursday with Linkonomics from 1 till 2 p.m.
Cool.
So Bav would be one.
Where would you fly to with Bav?
Anywhere that didn't have zombies.
Yeah, but you need to figure it. You'll have to, like, go places to figure out where they aren't.
Or I'll just stay in the air.
You can't stay in the air permanently.
I don't know. Wherever Bav wanted to go, he's the pilot.
Yeah, he has to file the flight plans.
Or as I've been referring to them, plane and boat drivers.
he's the pilot. So I'd go with Bav. I'd then also, I'd take someone that could cook. So,
You can cook. You're in the food prep industry.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, but if you're in a zombie apocalypse, you want Michelin style.
Yeah.
Well, no, surely you'd want something closer to, like, Bear Grylls or Heston Blumenthal.
Yeah,
people
I'd probably
who can...
go with Bear Grylls because he can take, like, a leaf and make it taste nice.
So... I don't think it tastes nice. I think it's just nutritious.
Yeah. So I'd take Bear Grylls.
Well, maybe then you need, like, a Bear Grylls and a Gino De Campo. Someone who will create this, and then Gino will go,
Well, as long as you have, like, tons of salt and pepper, as long as it's seasoned, I think you're fine.
If I say Anton Deck, do they count as one person or two people?
I think they count as two people.
Okay.
Why Anton Deck?
Have you not seen them getting the crown jewels back?
I haven't.
Mission to get the crown jewels.
Oh, they'd be great at playing golf
and also,
in the Outback.
Not only are they ready to rumble, but... they have also fought off an alien autopsy before.
Have they?
In one of the worst films of all time.
Yeah.
What film is that?
Alien Autopsy.
Wait, they're in that film?
They're the two main guys.
I've never heard of this film. Like, I've heard of it. I didn't know it was them.
Yeah, it's about a guy. It's about two guys who made up an alien story about seeing an alien.
Boy That Cries Wolf situation?
And it just went nationwide. Well, I think it was I think they worked out that it was fake, but everyone believed them, so they just went with it. It's been a long time since I've seen
this. Is this on our list of really bad films we need to watch?
Yeah, this was Anton Deck when they were PJ and Duncan trying to break out of
this
PJ
is when they were
Duncan.
Sort of, like, trying stuff out, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had that awkward... it's a bit like when video games had... like, they first got 3D and it all looked a bit awkward and no one really knew what was happening. That's their period of time.
It's become a running joke with them that Alien Autopsy is a horrific film.
Yeah. One thing I do love about Anton Deck is the fact that they own the rights to Grange Hill.
Yes. So then if Anton Deck were on your team, you could just watch loads of Grange Hill.
Legally.
I think if they don't count as one person, I'm going to have to take Deck because he's shorter. So if we have to hide, he's less likely to be seen.
So you're going for stealth over... because this is you have different approaches. Kai wants pure power, whereas you want stealth.
But Deck has turned around and said that he wouldn't work again if he wasn't with Ant. So would he just go off and...
Yeah, they'd be too upset.
Yeah.
You can't separate them.
I'd let them Skype every now and again.
No.
Oh, no, there's no internet, is there?
There's no internet. This is a moment you can't take one without the other.
Okay, so I've got Bav, Bear Grylls, Deck...
You have to take Ant. You can't leave one of them behind.
Okay, so Ant's already been killed by one of
no!
them.
No.
So Deck wants to get revenge.
Okay, he's actually got the power of friendship on his side. Okay.
Deck, I'd go with someone. I'd go with somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, okay. Why?
There's nothing that man can't do.
Okay, that's interesting. That is an interesting choice. I want to know how you meet Arnold Schwarzenegger in this situation.
And the guy that plays Carlton on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Why?
So
he can dance with you.
He's relatively short as well, so of stealth.
But Arnold Schwarzenegger is really tall.
Yeah, so we'd all hide while he did all the, you know.
Oh, okay, so... Okay.
So we're coming towards the end of today's show. I just want to take it back to the narrative that we've had throughout the show. So our zombie apocalypse plan that I came up with was that we were going to go to the Brayford, and once we got to the Brayford, we were going to go up to the castle, originally the cathedral, then move up to the castle to hide from the zombies. And then we decided that long term, the aim is to get back to Yorkshire, where I'm from. I've got connections.
Mm-hmm. Got connections.
I've got my connections there. I can open a farm and live happily ever after on my farm, with my family, with my girlfriend. And
hopefully.
Grow things. So that's...
It's just you and your girlfriend?
And my family.
You haven't picked up... I'm assuming that you've gone through Huddersfield and picked up some family.
Apparently Dale Preston Dutch... and Dara O'Brien and robots.
If we all met up with our teams and had like a collective team, that would be a pretty awesome team.
It would be a pretty good team. I've only got like half the guys that you do, and they're all my family.
It would be like the Avengers.
Like the Avengers.
And then Arnie could say his famous phrase, "I'll be back."
Yeah, and I think okay. Here's the one thing: if a zombie apocalypse breaks out now, we need a meeting place. Where are we all going to meet? We need one place, a bit like in Meadowhall. You have to meet by the statues.
Depending
if you get lost.
Depending on where it starts, I think that Siren FM is a good place to meet. Siren Towers.
Siren Towers.
Because not many people know where it is. Even some of the media students at the University of Lincoln don't even know we're here.
So that's where we're going then. So we're making a pact now, guys. This is a full-on real thing. If a zombie apocalypse comes to Lincoln, we'll all meet back here at Siren 107.3 FM. So we are your Sunday breakfast show, Squabble Box. We hope that you've enjoyed our zombie themed... Mm.
We're about 10 minutes away from the fictional apocalypse.
It's not really going to happen,
it's
guys,
not real.
It's not real. We hope that you've enjoyed the Sunday breakfast show, Squabble Box. Make sure that you stay tuned throughout the day for not only coming up at 10 o'clock is Tracy Edge's Sunday Girl till 12. 12 o'clock will be Siren Replay, followed by Take the Stage, followed by Joe Harris and... now, Francis, throughout your Sunday afternoon. Sorry for the inconvenience. The comedy guys are here later on. Then Dave Milling and, of course, Itchy Feet Radio. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. Make sure that you join us back for the breakfast show tomorrow morning, Monday, 7 o'clock.
Siren FM.
To ash and dust. I-